This is the story of Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this.
This is my life. I remember Christopher Robin when helping Pooh find honey was my biggest problem. I remember the blustery days. We trusted each other in every way. I remember when we helped Eeyore find his way home from the seashore, and everything was good in the 100-acre woods. I remember Curious George. I had to chase him 100 miles. As soon as my mother kissed me goodnight, we went around the world, but we made it home 2 minutes before sunlight, and everything was all right. And Sammy the Seal would let me get on his back and ride for 1,000,000 miles. We exchanged halcyon smiles. I remember the monster who brought fear to the 100-acre woods. He was scarier than the heffalump, scarier than the thing with the black eyes. He was pure evil in disguise. He told lies, filled with evil and guile. Christopher Robin called him a pedophile. It tried to seduce me 10 minutes after my mother introduced me. I remember that ice-cold June when Mama said, "We're getting married soon," and Disney left the room. I remember when Larry Flint and Hugh Hefner moved in and H.A. Ray moved away, and Dr. Seuss and Sidhoff took the summer off. I remember seeing the doorknob turn. The pedophile kneeled on one knee. He said he had a story he wanted to read to me, and he brought pornos to my bed. Mother Goose turned her head, and Christopher Robin fled, and Curious George hid under the bed, and the 100-acre woods were filled with dread.